Steve Davis. An overdue win for Mikidani.
Yeah, Pete, she's been very consistent this time in. She probably run eighth at the last start over an unsuitable short trip at Devonport, but we had to give her a run. Then she was balloted last time over a mile. So we just stepped up to 21. Like, she's rock hard fit. She tries hard. So, yeah, Kelvin rode her exceptionally well. Got to the front, stacked him up, and, yeah, that's why he's the best rider about.
Well, he rode her like she was a best horse in the race, really.
Don't say hello.
Yeah, probably the idea was early to just sit off the speed, third or fourth, but the speed from outside didn't eventuate. So that's why he's been a great rider for a long time. He just sums it up well. Stacked him up all the way around and just sprinted home. So left nothing with a chance from behind.
Just keep plodding away with this man?
We will do, Pete. Yeah, it might be a bit hard now to find another distance race for her because they don't program in Tassie, but we'll just try and find mile race 2100 for her.
There's a minor cup in Hobart.
That's if those Wascal Wabbits don't get there first, Pete.
No, it's all right. The ferrets have been out. Everything's good, mate. You've always thought Mikidani would make a decent horse and probably stay. Starting to prove that now?
Yeah, she sort of in a preparation, she'll have a flat spot for a while. Like this prep, it was early on. She just didn't do a lot for three or four starts, which got her ratings down and made it hard to get races for her. Yeah, but now hopefully her rating will go up another 3 points now, so hopefully we won't get balloted and we can have a continuous run of races every fortnight in 3 weeks.
Well done.
Thanks very much.